A fourth snow event in a week is happening today in western Washington. 3 to 4 inches of snow fell in our region yesterday afternoon and evening, and several more inches are expected today before the precipitation changes a bit. And joining me live with the latest on the forecast is meteorologist Kirby Cook with the National Weather Service office in Seattle. Kirby, what are you expecting to happen today?
Good morning. We're looking at another challenging weather day. We've got precipitation already working into the South Puget Sound this morning. That's going to move northward through the morning. I would say by the 10 to 11 o'clock time frame, it'll be into the metro area. And with this, we're looking at marginal temperatures. So that means precipitation may start as snow and actually transition to a rain-snow mix for a little while this afternoon, especially at lower elevations. If you're at a higher hilltop, it may stay as snow. So it's going to be kind of a messy forecast. Whether it falls as rain or snow, it's going to be kind of a tough afternoon.
And it's falling on snow, so it seems like that mixed together, that's just quite a mess for drivers.
Exactly. And so no matter how it falls, it's going to be messy out there given the snow that's already out there. So if people don't need to go out, I would really not.
How is it looking for tonight and into tomorrow?
So I think things will warm up a little bit tonight at lower elevations. So we're looking at the snow level to come up about to 500 feet. So that means the higher hilltops, the bench areas, the foothills, they'll stay as snow tonight. But I think everywhere below 500 feet, at least from sort of Everett southward, we'll see rain. So that's still going to be messy. For places north of Everett, temperatures are going to remain cold enough that we'll most likely see snow falling up there. So it's going to be a challenging wintry mix no matter where you're at.
And is more of the same expected tomorrow?
You know, we get a break, especially tomorrow afternoon into Wednesday. Temperatures are going to remain cold. But dry. And then we have another system that looks like it's going to come in Thursday night into Friday. And then I think the good news with that is it looks a little bit warmer, so snow levels will probably be 500 to 1,000 feet. So a lot of places are going to get rain with that. So it does look like it's not quite as cold late in the week, but we're certainly not done with winter weather over the next day.
All right, Kirby, thank you so much.
Thank you.